the usual game. Food, if you please. Oh, I got a bit short and I want some for the pens. Hmm? Do I? Oh, you have? Right, all then, I'll be in to collect some this afternoon. Ah, thank you. Cheerio. Oh, well, thank goodness for that. Oh, hello, Mrs. Fairbrother.
Hello, Tom. Is Philip here?
Well, he can't be far away, ma'am. He only popped out of bed a couple of minutes ago while I was on the phone here about some game food.
I rather wanted to see him.
Oh, he shouldn't be long. I expect he's just nipped across to Mr. Craddock's office. Or perhaps to give Mr. West the timesheets for the wages tomorrow.
In that case, I'll wait a minute or two then.
Yes. Has Mr. Fairbrother got any good fishing down there, ma'am?
He isn't exactly in the mood for fishing yet.
No. Oh, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I can see Philip there in the yard.
Oh, good.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah? What's up, Uncle Tom?
Mrs. Fairbrother's in the office here. She wants to see you.
Right. I'll be in a couple of days.
Fair enough. Ah, he's on his way then, Mrs. Fairbrother.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, and what does it feel like to be living away, ma'am?
Oh, it's too early to say yet. It's a relief to find Mr. Fairbrother looking so much better, though.
Yes, it must be.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Fairbrother.
Hello, Philip.
I heard you were back in the village.
How's Jill?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Good. Oh, I'm off to Borchester, Phil. I want to pick up some game food. Running a bit short. Cheerio.
Cheerio, Uncle Tom. Right here. Yeah, you couldn't keep away from the old place, eh, Mrs. Fairbrother? The old magnet draws, does it?
Well, it isn't entirely a social visit, Philip.
Huh?
That's why I've come to see you.
Don't tell me there's some stray ends we left untied.
No, not exactly.
Well, I'm all ears. What do you want doing?
Nothing, thanks. Look, I'll come straight to the point. I've something in my handbag here I'd like you to see.
Yeah?
Before I show it to you, I must explain that George and I have felt for some time, from the moment we knew we were leaving Ambridge, in fact, that something should be done about Grace.
Grace?
After all, Ambridge is her last resting place.
Yes, I don't need reminding.
I'm sure you don't, Philip. Well, there you are. Have a look at that.
Well, what on earth?
Some time ago, we asked an expert to design us a stained glass window as a memorial to Grace.
Oh.
That's the final approved design. All the formalities have now been gone through, and it's going to be installed in place of one of the plain windows in the parish church.
Oh.
Well, why that expression? Don't you approve?
Well, I do feel I might have been consulted about this before now, I mean. After all, I was her husband.
Well, it's exactly for that reason that George and I thought you'd be the last person to object.
Oh, I'm not objecting. I think it's a very nice gesture.
It'll be leaving the village with something to remind them of her.
Oh, yes, it'll do that.
And beautify the church.
Yes, it certainly will.
Well, from your tone, you don't sound entirely convinced about this, Philip. Both George and I wish to leave behind us some sort of suitable memorial.
Oh, yes, that's understandable enough.
Then why that expression? Surely you approve, don't you?
Oh, I approve. But it isn't me I was worrying about.
No? Who then?
Well, Jill, that's all.
Oh.
I was wondering what her reaction is likely to be. She may not care to be reminded. So there it was, Jill, love. The fait accompli. They'd said nothing to me about it at all. Oh, I was completely and utterly dumbfounded. I was just presented with it. There is going to be a memorial window in the parish church to Grace.
Well?
Oh, I was only her husband.
You're my husband, too.
Yes, I know that, but... Oh, dash it. When we came here to Coombe Farm, you said you wanted to erase those features of the place that expressed Grace's personality. Now, didn't you?
I said so, yes. What's more, I did it. I was a bit uncomfortable trying to settle down with Grace, but we've done it, haven't we?
Well, I thought we had, till this blessed business of the stained glass window cropped up. I mean, why in the dickens didn't they tell me?
Phil, Are you disappointed in me? Ever since I married you, all I seem to be doing is incubating or bringing up children.
Oh, now, look, love.
You might be getting bored with the process.
Ah, that's one thing about you, lovey. You can always stop me from being pompous and pretentious. But what is this? A pose of indifference? And surely Grace...
I know you loved Grace. But you love me, too. If Grace hadn't died, you wouldn't have loved me. You wouldn't have looked at me.
I think that's true.
You know it is.
Yes, Jill, I think I do.
I would have gone through fire and water for my algebra master.
Huh?
Well, you know, you grow up. Oh, blast.
Oh, dear, what's up with him?
Nothing, so far as I know. All right, Mummy's here.
You see to one, I'll see to the other.
Right.
Yeah, what sort of jollop have you been feeding him today?
Only the usual, tin broth and stuff.
Well, do you take the tin off first?
Of course not. What is it there?
What? Oh, must have been the rhubarb and custard.
Don't be a clot, I didn't have any. All right, child, you're being taken care of. There, then. What about Shula?
Oh, only crying in sympathy, Jill. Dry as a bone.
Well, thank heaven for that. Less for the spin dryer. You are a bit of an old show-off, aren't you? Who'd ever have a boy?
Never know your luck. All right, old touchy. Not to worry. Only Dad.
You know, I've noticed they seem to take an emotional old how-do-do when we do.
Hmm?
I've seen it before.
Oh, psychic, eh?
Psychic or sensitive. Charlie boy, he is ready for sleep again.
Oh, good.
Having pronounced his verdict on the world situation.
All right, love. Night. Not a bad brace, Jill.
Hmm.
What's the next gonna be?
I'll take even money. It's either a boy or a girl.
No bet. You reckon they'll be all right now?
Yes. Come on.
Right.
I'll have to cut down on his barley water or something.
Darling.
Yes?
Would you mind?
The window, do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Mm.
I'd be clottish if I did, I suppose, but I honestly don't know, Phil. I suppose it'll be there when the five of us go to church.
Oh, years hence.
Yes, years hence.
But really, do you mind?
A stained glass window against those two in there. Against the heartbeat I've got inside me. Against what I know about you as my husband.
You're too good to be true, you are.
Phil, I know you loved her. But it is possible to love more than one person in your life. I accept that you loved her. You love me too, don't you?
Oh, darling. You know I do.
Then I don't mind. About the window, I mean.